the National Archives, wrapping up its one-day Records Administration Conference at the Reagan International Trade Center there downtown this afternoon. And one of the top federal officials involved in helping to manage agency rules and regulations says those who maintain the government's paper and electronic records, well, they are the backbone of a transparent and open government. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis is just back from the Reagan Building and the NARA RACO, is that how they say it?
RACO
conference. And he joins us right here, right now, live with the latest, Max.
Well, Chris and Amy, in the last year and a half, we've done a lot of reporting on topics such as the Open Government Initiative, IT dashboards, and the classification of government secrets. The list goes on and on. But Cass Sunstein, who heads up the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, within the Office of Management and Budget, says there are dots to connect between officials like himself who make policy and those who help protect the paper trail behind those decisions.
First, open government is associated with the goal, most vividly described by Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, to see sunlight as the best of disinfectants, words that the president quoted in January 2009. Second, a very different point, transparency helps people find information that they can, the president's words, readily find and use. This is an idea about how information and properly managed records can help us be better and wiser consumers, obtaining material that can help us to make better decisions in our own lives. But it's also a point about how openness can help us to find information we can readily find and use as citizens, finding information that can help us behave in a more informed way, as voters and participants in our democratic process, as parents, as leaders of communities, as members of multiple organizations of which Americans are a part.
Cass Sunstein outlining how the management of government records is actually the underpinning of many of President Obama's open government initiatives. Initiatives, he says, have no less a goal than reshaping government.
The first is transparency. Provide people with information so that they can look into what public institutions are doing. The second is participation. The notion is we should be soliciting expertise from outside Washington so that policies are made and judgments are developed with the benefit of the best available information. The third is collaboration. And here the idea is that government officials should be working closely with one another and with citizens, too, as part of the enterprise of solving national problems.
Sunstein notes that here in Washington, D.C., at least among the inside the Beltway crowd, the latest watchword is dashboard. Sunstein told the Archives audience that when it comes to his agency, OIRA, and the people's thirst for information on pending rules and regulations, well, there's a dashboard for that.
We've launched the OIRA dashboard at reginfo.gov. This is an easy-to-use website that allows every American, indeed people out of the country as well, to track the rules and regulations that have been submitted for review and to find a ton of information about those rules and regulations. People can find out what the EPA has submitted to us, what it's planning, and can participate in the process if they want. We've added openness to this important domain of policy, and we've invited participation in the process of improving our dashboard, a very recent development, and that process itself has produced improvements just in the last weeks.
Sunstein recounted for the archives and other agency records management officials other instances where new open government efforts have paid off. The SAVE Awards, for example, in which a nurse with the Department of Veterans Affairs came up with a simple suggestion regarding prescription drugs, which could save millions of dollars. Health IT websites with information on health care. Sunstein says the ribbon tying all this together, effective records management.
In multiple domains, and for the private and public sectors alike, transparency ensures that more data is available. Proper records management, in particular, ensures that people as consumers and as citizens can find information that they need and use. Some of these uses and some of these needs help us to make better product choices. Other uses and needs help us to understand our history, both recent and not so recent, and to build on successes and to avoid failures.
So this was sort of a cavalcade of a lot of the websites and stories that we've done about many dashboards that have crossed our paths in the last year or so. Too many really to name here. Chris, you've got up on
I called up reginfo.gov, and it's fast. I'm not sure. I mean, for me, a dashboard is something that you're measuring progress, and I'm not. It shows how many agencies have the most regulatory actions currently under review.
Right.
I guess, how long would they be under review and those kinds of things, I guess would be, I don't know, it doesn't.
Well,
it's nice to have that information, though. It's great.
Right. See, in this case, if you look at, if you dig down into this website, or as they say, drill down into this website, you can actually break it down by agency. You can also break it down by, you can also search by an individual regulation and find out its status in OIRA for those who don't follow this kind of thing very closely. OIRA is the office that is the clearinghouse within OMB. To which the agencies have to submit their regulations for review, and then it comes out at the other end, and it's either approved or it's not approved.
I guess my question is, a dashboard measures a result. What is the result that they're looking to get? What are they trying to change, and how does this move them towards that result?
I guess in this case, what the point that Cass Sunstein is making is that by having this information and being able to give people individual status on individual rules and regulations passing through his office, that this is one form of transparency.
Yes,
because
totally
agree. This gives people an unprecedented way of being able to track a rule or a regulation. And if that's the kind of thing that you that's important for you to track, you know, if you're a lobbyist who works and your job is to track rules and regulations that might affect the industry you represent here in Washington, that's a valuable service to you.
Yeah.
And so in this case, it basically is giving you a list of things you need to keep an eye on and gives you a convenient place to do that.